Hi.
Hello.
Can you hear me? Hi. My name is Steve. Thank you. Hey, my name is Steve, and you know, I'm with an opinion research and independent market research firm. You know, this is not a sales call. We are just doing a survey on issues facing your area today, and would like to ask you a few basic questions on confidential basis. We are not attempting to sell anything, nor will your participation result in any calls in the future to sell you anything.
And what kind of survey is this, sir?
Well, this survey is just asking a few basic questions.
Okay, regarding what?
Then that's the thing. I'm not aware of what they're, of what it is, because you know your response will not allow us to, you know, answer you clearly with your own opinions, the question, the survey questions.
Okay,
yeah,
so
sorry about that.
What are you asking?
Oh, okay, so let me ask you a few basic questions. In what language would you prefer to conduct this interview, English or Spanish?
I would prefer English, please.
Thank you, ma'am. Thinking ahead of this November, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the general election for president, U.S. Senate, and Florida
so
state?
So now we get down to it. This is a political survey.
I believe it is.
I mean, you could have been a little bit more transparent at the very beginning.
Sorry about
how do I want to vote? How do I want to vote? And how, and if I tell you how I would like to vote, what does this mean? Does this mean that the survey does go towards a polling process?
I believe so, ma'am. I'm not really familiar with it because we don't want to give you any expectation, but the surveys, the questions you answer are taken into consideration. By,
you know, you poor thing. I know that somebody hired you to say, here, you can make this amount of money if you go ahead and call up all kinds of random people and take their survey. And I will go ahead and answer your survey. How about, instead of hanging up on you, how about that?
Oh, okay. That will be very helpful. Thank you.
It would
so,
be. Okay. All right. How am I going to, is this a presidential election polling? Is that what you're asking me?
So let me read this question once again. You know, thinking ahead to this November, which of the following best describes how you will vote on in the general election for president, U.S. Senate, Florida state legislator on Tuesday, November the 5th? So the options they have is, I am definitely going to vote. I am very likely to vote. I am somewhat likely to vote. I am not very likely to vote. I am not at all likely to vote, and I am not registered to vote.
I am definitely going to vote.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. Thank you. With which political party are you registered?
I'm a Democrat. Yeah.
Thank you. What is your main racial background? White, Hispanic, African American, Black, Asian, American?
Caucasian.
Thank you. Let's see. Okay. What is your age? 18 to.
I am 69.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Generally speaking, will you say things in the city of Miami are going in the right directions, or are they off on the wrong track?
You know what? I live in the city of Miami Gardens, not in the city of Miami.
Like both of them close by, or is that like the outskirts of Miami?
No, I live in the city of the corporation, the city of Miami Gardens.
Oh, okay. And so you think things are going to in the right directions, or are they going to in the wrong track on this one?
Oh, no, in the right direction.
Oh, okay. From the following list, which issue should your local elected officials in Miami focus on most to help you and your family? Corruption in the city government, traffic and congestion, inflation in the cost of things like gas and groceries, flooding, sea level rises, and environmental resiliency, growth and overdevelopment, poverty, insurance cost, affordable housing, crime, and neighborhood safety.
Oh, gee, there's many. What is the main? Let me see. I think possibly the rise of the inflation, rise of cost of goods and sold.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Rise of cost of groceries and gas and stuff like that.
Oh, okay. Thank you. You will now be given a list of some public officials in Miami and across the country that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of this of each person, you can indicate as well. So the first person we have is Miguel Gabella.
No opinion.
Okay, thank you. Manolo Reyes.
I like Mr. Reyes. What was my option? I do favorable. I do like him. Yes.
Very favorable. Somewhat favorable.
Very favorable. Very favorable.
Oh. Okay, thank you. Let's see. Joe Carollo.
No opinion.
Okay. Eileen Higgins.
No opinion.
Donald Trump.
Horrible opinion. No. Terrible opinion. Very unfavorable opinion.
Okay. Daniela Levine Cava.
Oh, I love her. Very, very favorable.
Okay. Damian Pardo.
Somewhat favorable.
Thank you. Carmela Harris.
Love her. Very, 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 very favorable.
Thank you. Christine King.
Christine, somewhat favorable.
Thank you. Francis Suarez.
No opinion.
Thank you. If the elections for president were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Donald Trump, the Republican candidate, Kamala Harris, the Democratic candidate?
I would vote for Kamala Harris.
Thank you.
And Tim Wallace, yes.
And will you say you are definitely voting
yes.
for Kamala Harris,
definitely,
the Democratic candidate?
Definitely going and definitely voting for her.
Oh, okay. Thank you. When voters go to the polls to vote for candidate for office, they are sometimes local ballot referendums that are also in the ballots for voters to decide. You will now be asked about three local ballot referendums that may be on your ballot this November. Afterwards, please indicate if you will vote yes in favor of the referendum or no against the referendum. The first referendum is called Charter Amendment to require continuous residency and immediately preceding qualifying for mayor and city commissioner. And the ballot questions read, shall section 4 of the city charter be amended to require continuous residency in the district in effect at the time of qualifying for a minimum of 1 year immediately preceding qualifying for candidates running for the city commissioner and require continuous residency in the city of Miami for a minimum of 1 year immediately preceding qualifying for candidates running for mayor. If the elections were held today, will you vote yes in the favor of referendum or vote no against this referendum?
I would vote yes.
Okay, thank you. And will you say you are definitely voting or probably voting yes in favor?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that, please?
Oh, sorry. And will you say you are definitely voting or probably voting yes in favor?
I'm definitely voting yes.
The second referendum is called Partial Conveyance for Revised Development at 1111 Parrot Jungle Trail on Watson Island. And the ballot question reads, shall Miami Charter be amended, authorizing sales and or lease of 5.4 acres of Watson Island based upon fair market value?
You know what? It's a referendum against or opposed or is it opposed or in favor of a referendum? So which are we talking about? Are we talking about opposing more of Watson Island or less of Watson Island?
If you're going in favor or against.
Okay. Read it to me again, please.
Shall Miami's charter be amended, authorizing sale and or lease of 5.4 acres of Watson Island based upon
fair
market
value?
I'm going
to say no. I'm going to say no.
Oh, okay. Thank you. So this will be $135 million. I just want to read it because they like us to read the...
Right,
but
I'm going to say no. Because it all depends on the very point of the very first part of it. Shall we or shall we not? And so I'm going to say no.
Oh, okay. Thank you. To Acorns Financing Miami LLC for residential and commercial uses pursuant to applicable zoning, leaving and requiring, returning 13 acres to city to construct new public waterfront park at no cost to the city, canceling existing theme park and hotel lease and contributing $15 million for affordable housing, infrastructure, and other public benefits. If the election were held today, will you vote yes in favor of this referendum or vote no against the referendum?
Oh, and now it gets into that part. All right, well, I guess I'm going to have to say yes.
Oh, okay. Thank you. And will you say you are definitely voting or probably voting yes in favor?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. The third referendum is called Charter Amendment to Revise Mixed Use Lease on Watson Island. And the ballot question reads...
You know, but I have a question for you. You know, because I'm in the city of Miami Gardens and I already put in my ballot, none of these were on my ballot. And I don't know whether or not I'm eligible to vote on these particular issues because I'm in another county. So, I mean, I'm in another place. So I don't have anything to do with Watson Island, and I'm not in the city of Miami. So am I still, is my vote, in this poll even pertinent? Because I don't live there.
Basically, that's true on what you're saying. Remember, the main thing is that this is, like a survey, your opinion does count regarding
okay, so
your...
Okay, it's like a straw poll anyway. Okay, all right.
Go ahead, sorry. All right, so... So the city of Charter be amended to revise existing lease of 888 MacArthur Causeway, sell 3.2 acres of lease property to tenants for fair market value at no of not less than $25 million. Reduce overall development, extend terms 24 years, waive binding, and authorize at no cost to the city. $9 million contribution to affordable housing plus infrastructures, timeshare units become condominiums, mixed uses to include office and expendable public waterfronts and pedestrian permitted along by Biscayne Bay. If the election were held today, will you vote yes in favor of the referendum or vote no against this referendum?
I would say no.
Okay. Thank you. And will you say you are definitely voting or probably voting no against it?
No, against it.
Okay. Okay. The remainder of the survey will focus on this third referendum on Watson Island that you were just asked about. So you will now be given some of the specific components of this proposal. Please indicate if you approve or disapprove of each. So we have strongly approved, somewhat approved, somewhat disapproved, strongly disapproved. So the first one is a $9 million contribution to affordable housing?
That's kind of not fair because I don't know where Watson Island is, disapprove.
Okay, let's see. So somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
No. Somewhat disapproved.
Okay, thank you. Allowing previously approved timeshares residents to be condominiums?
Extremely disapproved.
Okay. Allowing office space to be included?
Oh, extremely disapproved.
Thank you. Reducing the overall amount of development?
Approve.
Okay. So strongly approve, somewhat approve?
Somewhat approve.
Oh, thank you. Expanding the public waterfront and pedestrian permitting along Biscayne Bay?
Somewhat approve. It's Biscayne Bay, yeah.
Oh, Biscayne, I'm sorry.
Yeah. And where are you?
Our company's headquarters in Texas.
That's why you don't know Biscayne Bay. That when you couldn't pronounce Biscayne Bay, I knew that you weren't from here because everybody who's in Florida knows.